This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the first episode of Dawah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be looking at the downfall of Dawah. Now, you might be asking yourself, what exactly is the downfall of Dawah? Now, fundamentally, the downfall might be some questions that you perceive within the field, some things that you are approached with that you don't necessarily know how to comprehend or how to answer. Or it might be a cycle of questions that you are continuously asked, but fundamentally it doesn't reach a proper conclusion for you to share the message of Islam. Another downfall might be that a person would link two completely unrelated things and then try to use that as an argument against you. I want you guys to imagine something. Imagine that you are at work and one of your work colleagues in you are taking a break. And this work colleague asks you a question about Islam. They ask you as to why do Muslims pray 5 times a day? And to the best of your own capacity, you answer this question. But then your work colleague asks you another question. So why do you wash your hands, your face and your feet before you pray? And to the best of your capacity, you answer this question. And then they have another question. And they say, but why do you face the Qibla, the Kaaba? And to the best of your capacity, you answer this question. Now fundamentally, I want you guys to think about this. Have you brought forward the concept of Tawheed? Have you shared the foundations and the fundamentals of Islam? No, because this is a cycle of questions we oftentimes fall into. But fundamentally, we do not share the message which is most important. Now, what is good to implement in a situation like this? Fundamentally, if a person comes with a question to you and they ask you something about Islam, you tell them that in order for you to understand the answer to this question, it's important for you to understand the foundations and fundamentals of Islam. And then you would have an opportunity to share the foundations and the fundamentals of what we believe. And they come to an understanding that this is built on a premise of truth. They will also realize that whatever comes from this foundation that is built upon a premise of truth must be truth itself. Because once you share this with them, they'll come to an understanding of what you believe, what is within your heart, and why you practice and do the things that you do to worship the Almighty Creator. Another point I would like to reference is that when we have conversations with individuals, it's very important for us to build a foundation for our conversation based upon rationality and not philosophical argumentation. When you start a conversation with someone, ask them that shall we agree to be rational with one another and build the conversation based on that premise? Because fundamentally, this takes us away from philosophical argumentation. Now you might ask exactly what is this? What do you mean with this? To give an example, there's a philosopher by the name of Descartes. He had a famous saying that says that I think and therefore I am. Now he would have many philosophical argumentations based on our existence of this universe and an individual's sensory experiences of the things around them. Now I don't necessarily want to concern you guys regarding that. If you have any questions however, feel free to ask in the comment sections below. But what I want to emphasize is that if we build conversations based on philosophical argumentation, our conversations is not always rooted within rationality, and there can be no objective truth for us to declare as to what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, it is very important to build conversations on rationality. Now, the third and final point I would like to reference regarding the downfall of Dawah is that oftentimes du'at go out there and they build their entire dawah approach upon the biblical text. What some du'at would do is they would reference verses like John chapter 17 verse 3, where Jesus peace be upon him says that this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and me whom you have sent. Or they would speak about John chapter 5 verse 37, where Jesus peace be upon him says, while standing in front of his followers, the Pharisees and disciples, that you've never heard the voice of God or you've never seen his shape. Or they would reference verses like John chapter 20 verse 17, where he tells Mary that I'm returning to my God and to your God. I'm returning to my father and to your father. However, this is problematic because fundamentally, as soon as you do this, people will start referencing verses within the Bible to try and attest your point. In conclusion, it is very important for us to speak to individuals and to have them understand that in order for them to understand the answer to the questions that they have, they need to understand the foundations and fundamentals of Islam. We need to comprehend that when we have these conversations, that we build these conversations on rationality, that we're not there to have philosophical debates with other individuals. And finally, when we go out there to perform dawah, we build our foundation upon the Holy Quran and the hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. Because this is our Furqan, our criteria to judge what is right and what is wrong. Are we there to share the message of Islam and to just tell people what we believe? To invite them towards our foundations, to have them comprehend that this is truth and that whatever comes from it must be truth in itself. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please leave a like and share it with your friends. I look forward to seeing you at the next episode. All the best of blessings to you and your loved ones. Jazakallah khair.